Winter chill is hanging on across New York and western New England. Temperatures today are running in the teens across the north and in the 20s and 30s across the rest of the area. It has been breezy at times. Gusts have reached up into the range of about 15 to 20 miles per hour, so while that does make it feel colder, it is not nearly as windy as it was yesterday. We are watching clouds that will increase as we move into tonight. An area of low pressure will emerge off the East Coast, somewhere near North Carolina and Virginia. And that storm is going to track mainly to the east with a slight jog to the north as we move through tonight into tomorrow morning. It'll be a big storm rapidly intensifying offshore. However, it looks like the worst of the storm will stay to our south. We'll be right on the northern edge of the system, so we'll see some clouds come through tonight into tomorrow. And depending upon exactly how far north this storm tracks, there is the potential for at least some light snow in our southern areas, or at least some flurries that may make it in as we go through the night into tomorrow. Accumulations look to be generally very light, if any. Most likely area for any accumulation in our region would be across the lower Hudson Valley and then farther south into the New York City area, but most of the storm is going to miss us to the south. Then as we work into the weekend, we'll see a weak disturbance come at us, so clouds will increase on Saturday. There is the chance for a couple of flurries later Saturday and Saturday night, maybe a rain or snow shower on Sunday. But by and large, the weekend's looking generally dry, cool on Saturday, a little bit less cool on Sunday. And as we work into next week, the long-range projections do indicate the potential for a rather significant warm-up, so we'll see how that shapes up over the next few days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low in the single digits to lower teens, some single digits below zero in the Adirondacks. And for tomorrow, variably cloudy, with highs in the 20s to around 30. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of flurries or snow showers, especially south of the Mohawk River. Cold, with lows in the single digits to lower teens, some single digits below zero in the Adirondacks. And for tomorrow, variably cloudy, with highs in the 20s to around 30. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of flurries or a period of light snow, cold, low in the teens to lower 20s. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, a chance of flurries or light snow, with highs in the 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of flurries or snow showers, cold, low 8 to 14. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, a chance of morning flurries, high in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Region-wide on Saturday, increasing clouds with a chance of flurries late, highs in the 20s and 30s, and on Sunday, partly sunny, chance of a rain or snow shower, with highs in the 30s to around 40. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.